don't get to have made it back. So pull out the Hilchos Teshuva of the Rambam. Let's go over the basics. Excuse me. It's a big discussion amongst the Rishonim and amongst the Meforshei Rambam. They try to identify the Rambam's Shita with respect to the relationship of Vidya and Shuva. So I'm sure many of you have heard many of these ideas, so we'll try to summarize them and put them together. The reason for the confusion is the Lashonos de Rambam. The koteret, the heading of the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuva, Mitzvah Seyachas, and we know from Kisva Yad that the Rambam wrote the koteret as well. He writes, V'hu Yoshuva Chotei Mecheto Lefnei Hashem V'yisvadeh. So based on that line, what would we say? Is there a mitzvah to do tshuva, or is there no mitzvah to do tshuva? No? What would you say? Mitzvah. To do... Why just vidui? V'hu shi yeshuva achotei mecheto lifnei Hashem. There's a mitzvah to do tshuva. The chotei should no longer do the chet. Right? Yeshuva achotei mecheto v'yisvaden say vidui. So based on that line, you'd say there is a mitzvah of tshuva, right? And the Rambam includes the din of vidui is part of the basic mitzvah, right? Beginning Vilchas Kriyashma, Vahu the crows Kriyashma Pamayim Biyoim. That's the mitzvah. Mitzvah of Tzvila. Two mitzvahs, Lavodas Hashem Bachol Yoim, and the Levarach Kainim Sro Bachol Yoim. See, also the mitzvah is Sheyoshuva Chotei Mechetoi, right? That the Chotei should not do any more Averis. The Yisvaden, apparently, Vidui is elemental, but a basic element in the mitzvah of Tshuva. Then we look at the very first halach of the Rambam. Kol mitzvah shebetorah bein asei bein lo yisase. Im ovar adam alachas meyen bein bezodin bein bishgoga. Kishe yase teshuva. The Yoshuv Mechetoi Chayom Lisvadis of Nekel Baruchu Shenemar Ish O Isha kiyasu v'chulei v'yisvatu eschatosam asher osu ze vidui devarim vidui ze mitzvah sasei. So based on that lashon of the Rambam, what would you say? Vidui is a separate mitzvah, and is there a mitzvah to do tshuva?
No.
Right. According to the lashon of Rambam of Aleph, the Rambam seems to write that tshuva is not a mitzvah. But when a person does tshuva, there is a specific way to do the mitzvah. Moshe l'ma adover doimer gerishin. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Gerishin, mitzvah sasei achas, v'hu sheyigareish am gareish b'sefer. That the megareish, when he's megareish his wife, should be megarish her in a specific way b'sefer. So none of us would say there's a mitzvah chiyuvis to megarish one's wife. We would say there's a mitzvah chiyuvis that when two people are having gerishin, they have to have gerishin in a specific way. Right? Will be another moshel. The din of shechita according to Rav Rishonim. So the overwhelming Rishonim don't say there's a mitzvah of shechita, that everybody should go out and do shechita. But if a person wants to have the meat, so there's a mitzvah to prepare the meat in a specific way. That's the mitzvah kiyumis of shechita. So the question is, what's tshuva? So according to the koteret of the Rambam, it sounds like that there is a mitzvah of tshuva per se. And in addition, there's an instruction of how to do the mitzvah of tshuva. And according to the opening Allah for the Rambam, it would sound like that there is no mitzvah of tshuva. But when a person is doing tshuva, there's a specific prescription of how to do this. The Minchas Chinuch, the Avodas HaMelech, Minchas Chinuch, if you're familiar with the Avodas HaMelech, is Rav Karkovsky. The Avodas HaMelech was a contemporary of the Rav, an older contemporary of the Rav. He's a cousin, I think, of the Rav. In the yeshiva, there were a few Karkovskis, if you come across them. So this is their, probably great-grandfather. The Rav held him in very great esteem. He wrote a chibur in the Rambam, and most of it was did not make it out from Europe. So we only have fragments. One piece in Shuvah, and there's another volume called the Avodas HaMelech. So the Rav used to quote that he argued along the lines of the Minchas Chinuch. And that is that tshuva per se is not a mitzvah. Tshuva per se is an opportunity. It's a chesed, because Baruch Hu extended to us. And there's a tremendous, it's logically very appealing. Sheyoshev achotei mecheta. What does it mean, sheyoshev achotei mecheta? You should no longer do the Aveira. Because Baruch Hu says, now we should say Krishma. So a person that didn't say Krishma. So do I need a specific mitzvah to say you should start saying Krishma? That's the mitzvah of saying Krishma. So v'hu sheyoshev achotei mechetoi, need a mitzvah to say, a mitzvah to confirm your obligation to do all the other mitzvahs. A person eating treif. So he wants to do tshuva, not the treif anymore. So is there any point in having a separate mitzvah? Look, you stop eating treif. That's the mitzvah, not eating treif. That's the lav. So it says the avodas melech and minchas chinuch. It simply can't be. That's the that's tar yav the mitzvahs. Elamai. There's a mitzvah kiyumis that when a person decides he's going to give up a practice of Isur, that he should go through a specific process. Just like when a person, Rachman al-Tan, decides to get divorced or decides to meet, they have to go through a specific process and it becomes a mitzvah kiyumis. Right? According to the Minchas Chinuch, according to Rabbi Shainim, eating in the sukkah after the second day Yom Tov. Midei Rais is after the first day Yom Tov. So the first night is a mitzvah chiyuvis to eat in sukkah. And the balance of Yom Tov, Midei Rais after the first and it runs the second day, the mitzvah chiyuvis, if a person wants to have the suda, he should have a suda as Yom Tov. But if a person is going to have a suda, so the only way to have a suda is b'tei chasukah. So it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyumis. That's where there's a discussion about whether the p'tur mitzvah applies the mitzvah kiyumis. Maybe only applies the mitzvah kiyumis. That's where the first time of sukkah, if it would rain, so we have to wait until you can no longer be mekayim the mitzvah. Or close to it. And even then, even if we wait and it's raining, so we still go in the sukkah and make kiddush. Why? Because the first end of sukkah is the mitzvah chiyuvis. So rain doesn't pater us from tefillin, doesn't pater us from tzitzis, from shofar. So why should rain pater us in the mitzvah of sukkah? That's the malav. That's the minchas chinuch. Right? So I don't get it all in sukkah right now. But that's just a mashal. It's the mashal for tshuva. Right? That's the minchas chinuch and the avodas melech. The kiryas sefer, the mabit, the leid mishnah, the achron. So he holds that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. And he explains that there's a hascholas mitzvah and a gemar mitzvah. I'm not sure exactly how to explain that. That's a different approach. There is a mitzvah of tshuva, and it's a two-part mitzvah. Vida, he finishes up the mitzvah. I don't know how he would answer the... That's how he would take care of the lashonos, the Rambam. And then the Rav dismissed the Minchas Chinuch and the Avodas HaMelech primarily from Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Rabbim writes, Yom HaKippur muzvan shuvah l'kol liyachidu l'rabim v'keitz mechilos lichol Yisrael v'ficho chayovim akol lasis tshuvah u'lesvados b'yom HaKippurim. So Rabbim writes that there's a mitzvah of tshuvah on Yom Kippur. The Rav used to explain that the mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur is like the mitzvah of lulav on Sukkot, the mitzvah of sheif in Rosh Hashanah. He held it was a mitzvah sayyim. So the Rav thought that it is impossible to say that there should be a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur if tshuva was not a mitzvah in of itself. How can you have it both ways?
You compare it to lulav. Why? Yeah. It's not a mitzvah to take a lulav on tomorrow.
No, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvus.
Yes, so maybe.
Maybe what?
Parallel doesn't seem to. But the mitzvah, there's no other mitzvah yom of any chag where it's a mitzvah the rest of the year to do that.
Okay. But the Rav's argument was that yom hakippur muzman tshuva lakol. So that lashon, lefichach chayavim hakol la'asos tshuva. So how could it be that? How could you say if seif is the same tshuva? Right? How can you say that the rest of the year, the tshuva is just an opportunity, and in Yom Kippur alone, there is a mitzvah of tshuva? And you have to keep in mind, there's no pasuk in Chumash that will indicate the mitzvah of tshuva in Yom Kippur. And the Rambam in his Koteret doesn't say mitzvah l'shuv b'yom Kippur. Shnei mitzvahs asay. Mitzvah l'shuva chal hashana v'yisrada, or mitzvah l'shuva yom kippur. It doesn't say that. Right? So this is, it's not going to be the same as lulav and esrog and shofar, where the psukim and the mitzvah they rise is prescribed in a certain way. It's going to be different. But the Rav was saying that once we say that there's a mitzvah chiyuvis to do tshuva in Yom Kippur, and assuming it is the same mitzvah of tshuva all year round. Just on Yom Kippur, it's the mitzvah hayom. Right? It would be similar as Eliyahu Moshe, only an illustration. That there's a mitzvah to daven all year round, and there was a shana that's a mitzvah to daven in a specific way with the shofar. So, it'd be very hard to say, that's what I'm saying over here. It's not the illustration too far. It's an illustration. But once is a mitzvah say to do this general mitzvah at one point during the year, so how can we say that it is not a mitzvah the rest of the year? It's the same mitzvah of tshuva. So the Rav did not like the Minchas Chinuch of the Veres HaMelech because of the Koteret of the Rambam. And because of this Rambam, but the bottom line is, and he used to bring another raya from Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Kol anviim kulon tzivu ala tshuva. The neviim were mitzava to do tshuva. So he found it also difficult to say that tshuva wasn't a mitzvah and to say that the neviim are mitzava to tshuva. So the last raya I never fully understood. Because that could be that there's an opportunity to do tshuva. And the neviim were pushing this opportunity at different kufas. So the last raya I found to be... for me, the major issue is the Lashon HaRambam. How to resolve the Koter in Aleph and Aleph Aleph. Go ahead. Right, but let's take one step back and try to figure out what's the kesher between tshuva and vidur. Hey, what are you saying? Ovi?
According to the Rav, is tshuva a mitzvah chiyuvis all year?
Yeah.
So let's say somebody had enough at home?
No.
So then he can't be in the time of the mitzvah?
If a person's zor, so he can't do vayis v'mikdash.
No, but...
Let's say a person's not married. Let's say a person is... happily married.
There's nothing stopping him from being married. There's no halachic prohibition to be married.
No, so a zohar can't do shira and mikdash.
Yeah.
So not everybody can do every single mitzvah. That wouldn't be right.
No, but the reason that the zohar can't do shira and the mikdash is because he doesn't have the correct genes.
Okay.
It's a situation where in order to be able to accomplish the mitzvah, you have to be over on a chay.
Right.
So does it just assume that everyone is going to be over on flat time?
Or is it the charge person who... Dovalo Yefta. No, so it's... Probably is, so probably is it. Usher? A little louder? The Mitzvah to Tshuva and... But is tshuva a mitzvah or not?
Yeah. But by coming back to the right thing, you haven't done the mitzvah.
The mitzvah is the same. Okay, that's along the lines of Kira Sefer, that the Vidur is a Gemara mitzvah.
Yeah. Why do you think that that's how you do it? Not just by returning to that way, but...
Yeah, but once you say that, then what you're really saying is tshuva is not really a mitzvah. That's really saying it's like a get. This is the process by which a person gets divorced. Right? So then that's really Mr. Kiyumas. Moshe, what were you saying?
I'm trying to understand how the other Rishonim, how the other Achronim would understand the Rambam. Like how would they explain the Rambam that it's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur and not any other?
No, right. So these are good kashas. Not easy to resolve. Okay. Yeah, the first one to do is just point out the Shitos. The shitas are the avodas hamelach, the minchas chinuch. It's usually quoted as a machlekes minchas chinuch beis halevi. The minchas chinuch hold that the Rambam hold that tshuva is not a mitzvah, it's a ches, it's an opportunity, and the beis halevi, what the Rav was saying, was usually seen as the beis halevi's approach. That the Rambam holds that tshuva is a mitzvah, right? So now, what's the relation between tshuva and vidui? So according to the Minchas Chinuch, vidui is the mitzvah. Tshuva is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us; He welcomes us. He doesn't. He welcomes us back. Right, that a person who was who was doing a chait for years and years and years, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he can still come back. It's a chesed. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he also throws us a life jacket. He tells us how to come back. Alright? Mitzvah kiyumis. According to the Beis HaLevi, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So then the question is, so what's tshuva, what's vidui? So the Beis HaLevi explained that tshuva per se is hirhurim, and vidui is the ma'isa tshuva. Right, the Rav used to say it a little bit differently, but the same idea, that tshuva is a mitzvah shebelev, and vidui is the ma'isa mitzvah. Kriya Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is the kiyum shebelev, and saying Shema is the mitzvah shebegufa. Avelos, the aggravation is a kiyum shebelev, and it's in heaven last year, and Midrabbanan, the Maisa Avelos is sitting low. Kriya. Right? So you have sometimes that there is a mitzvah deiraisa, where there's a kiyum shibalev and then there's a Maisa mitzvah.
Is that the same thing
as saying? So the Rav thought that was how it explained tshuva. That tshuva is the kiyum shebelev is hirurei tshuva, and then there's a famous gemara in kiddushin that hirurei tshuva comes with a lot. The Menachas Tinuch says this as well. Person who says a rebbe kodesh the amrasha nit tzaddik, so he have chayshin in the kiddushin, even though the person we know is a rasha, you know he's mechal shabbos yesterday, and then motzai shabbos he marries a woman amrasha nit tzaddik. And we say we might be after Chayshish. What are we Chayshish for? There hasn't been another Shabbos yet. He was Machal Shabbos by Shalosh Udas. The Teretz is that Hirhurei Tshuva, the Gemara says, he was Maharev Tshuva. So Hirhurei Tshuva are enough to move a person from a Shem Rasha to a Shem Tzadik. But there's a mitzvah to say, Sheva Gufay. And that is vidur. I said, just like Shema, we don't say that Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is the Kiyum Shebelev, and we do not say that saying Shema Yisrael is a mitzvah kiyumis. That when you make Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim, so then you do it in a certain way. We don't say that. We say Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you have to mekabel malchus shemayim. There are two aspects to it. One is saying the words, and the other is having the kavanas. So the Rav explained the Beis HaLevi's approach is the same thing when it comes to tshuva. It's a two-part mitzvah. Kiyum shebelev is one part, and a mitzvah shebeguf is the other part. So in the Rambam, according to the Rav, when the Rambam says, Kishe Yoshim Achoyti Mechetoi, Kishe Yasa Tshuva, the Yoshim Mechetoi, so the Rambam Rambam said, everybody told you it's a mitzvah. That was the headline, that was the kotera, it's a mitzvah. So now I'm explaining. There are two parts to the mitzvah. And when a person does the Kiyum Shebelev, that's not enough. He has to do the mitzvah shebegufa as well. But al pi svar it's a chiddush to say that not doing an aveira is a mitzvah tshuva. That's a chiddush that the Beis HaLevi is saying in Rambam. All right, Effie.
The
Right. One could say that. So the only what would prevent the person from maybe in the koteret. Yeah, I would go along with that. But you'd be hard pressed to find the makor for that. In other words, the mitzvah of tshuva, according to Rambam, is not found in the content of Yom Kippur. The pasuk that he quotes is not a Yom Kippur pasuk. So that's why you'd be. And when the Rambam discusses Tshuva Gemur in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, so it doesn't mention Yom Kippur Bechlal. What was that? That's what he's saying for a carrot. He's saying really it's a mitzvah all year round. And on Yom Kippur, the Rama is a chinesh that because of the accessibility of kapara, so it becomes a mitzvah. Alright. In other words, once you've said the Rav's mahalach, so then the halach of Perek Beis halach is not so compelling. But the point that the Rav made from Beis Zion is that it's got to be mitzvah chiyuvis, right? So that still stands. No, the Rav's point was it's got to be mitzvah chiyuvis all year round. We don't find a separate chiyuv of true and Yom Kippur.
Maybe I'm missing something, but I have a hard time understanding. Like, if although it is a chiddush that the mitzvah of tshuva starts with the Urim, how is what the Beis Halevi is suggesting? How is that any different than the Kiryat Sefer and the
May not be.
I mean,
it's different. The Kiryat Sefer may be similar to Minchas Chinuch, just not as Lashem and Nebi Simon Dibur. Not be the same thing. Avi.
If I'm
lacking one, if I don't have the Urim, but I do the Maisa Nisa, whatever, I don't have the Kavanas, but I'm doing the Maisa Vidui. Correct. If a person says Shema, and is not Mekabel Omach HaShemayim, so he's Kikari. So a person says Vidui, and does not have a Hurei Tshuva, so what is nothing? You know, it's a stammer like that.
If
a person did not do any averus, this is no mitzvah tshuva. He can't do it.
Why are you saying there is a mitzvah tshuva? Everyone's there. The mitzvah tshuva comes out. But if you're in a veil now, that's mitzvah tshuva.
No. What I mean is the following. A person's eating treif. So, and then he decides not to eat treif anymore. So he's mekayim a mitzvah of tshuva. So he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva completely, but there's a... What's that? So that's the Minchas Chinuch, that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. So even with Tshuva alone, he will remove the Shem Rosh away from him. Right? So he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. You're saying that simply Aziva Sachet alone is not a key Mitzvah of Tshuva. It's Kaveh of the Shem, but not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tshuva. So that's the Beis Halevi would answer. Beis Halevi would say that there is a Mitzvah Chiyuvis of Tshuva, but it's not azivas achet per se. It's only accomplished if it includes the vidur. Right, so I have to say. All right, so again, so you have the two shitas. One shita is that tshuva is a mitzvah kiyumis. There is no mitzvah kiyumis of tshuva. It's a chesed. It's what's usually said in yeshivas. And the Beis Halevi holds no. There is a mitzvah chiyuvis of tshuva. The mitzvah chiyuvis of tshuva includes sirhurim and the maisim and mitzvah shavikuf and mitzvah shavikuf.
I think that makes sense with Rosh Hashanah Rambam in the Torah Chazayim. He says that Lepif HaFayim HaFolas of tshuva Uli Svadas from the Torah. He doesn't, and then he just goes on to expand how you do the Hebrew, and he doesn't really mention tshuva as a separate thing. If it said HaFayim HaFolas of tshuva Biyom Kippur and Uli Svadas Biyom Kippur, you know, to separate them, maybe, but here he definitely... It doesn't sound like the Rambam is separating them any more than he did in the Proteus.
Right. So that supports... So
that would support the Zalevi that you can't... That there's no separate mitzvah tshuva from the Maisa.
And the one is a mitzvah tshuva guf, the other is the kavon and the mashava. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know how...
Read it together, without separating, because Rambam
really doesn't mention anything besides details of
Vidui. That supports that it's that Vidui is just the expression of the Urim. Right, and therefore that's what Steve is saying, that that according to Beis Halevi, the chiddush of tshuva is the obligation to formulate one sirhurei tshuva. That it's not enough. In other words, according to Beis Halevi, the mitzvah of tshuva, and this truth is that this what we're going to say now applies to Minchas Chinuch as well. The only question is it a mitzvah or is it mitzvah kiyumis or chiyumis? But the chiddush of tshuva is the obligation to formulate the fair and give expression b'dibur to one's tshuva. That it's not simply enough to abandon an aveira or to commit oneself to a mitzvah. One has to express oneself b'fair. That commitment has to be expressed verbally. And various svarim explain why that's important. Whether that strengthens the commitment. So that, and that's what the Rambam writes in Beis Dalet. That midarchei atshuva, that there's more than just the mitzvah of tshuva itself, but midarchei atshuva liyeis Hashem tzayitom lifnei Hashem. Tzvilas midarchei atshuva. Tzedakas midarchei atshuva. Making gedorim misrachei karvei min adomer. That's part of darachei tshuva. All right. Now let's go weiter. Look at the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Rav Yitzchak Hashem of Chaim that during a serious mei tshuva, he would learn one perek of Hilchos Tshuva day because there are 10 drachim of Hilchos Tshuva. So look at Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Vidu izeh, mitzvah saseh. Keitzad misvadin, oimer, everybody knows this, on Hashem chatos evisi, pashati, lefanecha, vasisi kach vikach, v'nichamti uvoishti, v'maseh, ulo'ilom eini chayzer, l'dover izeh. Mizeli Korishul Vidu. So Vidu has three parts. We're all familiar with it. Hakoras Achait, Charota, and Kabbalah. Liyosin. Alright? Now, let's go slow. Ketzad Misvadin, Oimer Ono Hashem. Because as he was saying before, it was on Hashem. Why is the Vidui addressing the Rabbanu Shalom? If Vidui is just formulating Befer Hirhurei Lev, so what's the on Hashem? The Rav discussed that in Alat Shuvah. Next. Chatosi Avisi Pashati. So Chatosi is Vishoige. Avisi is Vimezin. Pashati is Merit Lachis. So what's the Rambam saying? Is the Nusach Tshuva Chatosi Avisi Pashati? Or is the Nusach Tshuva check one? Chatosi? And everything in square brackets. It was Vishoige Chatosi. It was Vimezin Avisi. No, what would you say? Then what would you say? No, but we're talking about it. But Tshuva is a person who was Mechal Shabbos Rachmana Litzlan. Right? So he has to do Tshuva. Right? So how does he do Tshuva? Number one, he commits himself, he won't be Mechal Shabbos anymore. That's number one. Okay, number two, he has to say Vidui. Chatosi Visi Peshati Shechilal to the Shabbos. And each of these phrases represents a thought process. No, so what does he say? Does he say Chatosi Avisi Peshati Shechilalti Shabbos, or does he figure out where this Chilas Shabbos was Mishayig or Bemezid, and then say the appropriate phrase Chatosi Shechilalti Shabbos Avisi Shechilalti Shabbos? So which one is it? What's Pshat Rambam?
I would guess he's working.
When?
I would guess he's working within the framework of Yom Kippur. I mean, if he's setting up, and if we're working within the framework of Yom Kippur, then it covers all of the above. In which case.
But he's not working with the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is in the Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Now he's working with the mitzvah of Tshuva.
But don't we learn one from the other?
But that's not what he's talking about right now. No? So what would you say? So Minchas Chinuch assumes that it doesn't make any sense to say all three. And Minchas Chinuch goes a step further. He says, if a person was Zayver Mimezin, says Chatosi, he's Zayver Shkor with the Hashem. And if he's Mezid, why should he say Chatosi? So, the Minchasina says, listen to his Lashon. Afalpi she'ein mashma kein bilshoinai. Even though he's saying, what I'm saying now is against the Lashon of Rambam, because the Ram says, "Im osa achas meyen." Person does one of Avera. Im over on the malachas meyen, it's only one of Avera. Mikol mokim al korchenu tzorch leimar kein dein svara klal lesvadis al mashle chata kumashik asavnu. It's the Kashi B'Shem Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's gotta be honest. You have to figure out, Shuvah is not so posh, not so easy. You have to figure out, was the Avera B'Shegi B'Mazin? Okay, hold on one second, Obi. Look at the Perek Beis, Halachim Beis. Umayya Shuvah. So first of all, it's strange that the Rambam defines Vidui in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and defines Tshuva in Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Right? That's going to be a problem for everybody. According to Minchas Chinuch, it's strange. No? Why are we talking about tshuva after vidui? Going to the mincha, going to the Beis HaLevi. One's Zihur and one's the Maisa Mitzvah. What's your name? Sorry. You're Englander? Who's that? Ehrlichman. What's your first name?
David.
So according to David, it makes sense. Right? Because David said that you need the vidui in order to be able to do tshuva. So according to David's Malach, it makes sense why vidui is in Perek Aleph and tshuva in Perek Beis. But it's strange, no? That the Rambam should discuss vidui in Perek Aleph, and then Halacha Beis and Aleph is Erev Mishtaleach. And then Gimel is how we get Kapara nowadays. And then he goes back to discuss Ezui Tshuva Gemura, and then in Beis Umaya Tshuva, Hushi Yazui Vachoyte Chetoi V'Yisrumi Machshavtoi, V'Yigmur V'Libur Shaloi Yaseyu Oid, Shinemar Yazui Rosha Darkoi, V'Chein Yisnachem Al She'ovar, Shinemar Ki Achrei Shuvi Nichamti, V'Yod Olov Yedea Talumish Le'yoshu L'zeh Achet L'yoylam, V'tzorech l'svadois b'svosa v'loy marinyonis elu shagoma v'libot. And then he says, and you have to say these things articulately. You have to articulate these things. That's vidui. Right? So again, so Rambam defined vidui in Aleph Aleph, and in Beis Beis he defines tshuva, and says, and by the way, vidui is saying these things, which would corroborate the Rav's, the Beis HaLevi's approach. But it's a Pella. What's it doing in Perek Beis? And now let's look more carefully. Is the vidui of Beis Beis, does it match up with the vidui of Aleph Aleph? Let's go through it. Umaya Tshuva. Sheyazev Achoy Techetoy. So vidui in Aleph Aleph puts a Zeus Achet. Where? Beginning or the end? No, Koras Achait? Charotas Achait? Azirus Achait. So in Aleph, Aleph the Rambam says Azirus Achait at the end. In Beis Beis, he puts Azirus Achait at the beginning. It's the Kastakash of Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. So Rabbeinu Yonah gives a very beautiful teretz. He says there are two kinds of chaton. There is there's a one-time chait, and there is a chait that a person is already addicted to, a chait that a person already has adopted as part of one's behavior. So if a person did a one-time chait, he by accident was Mechal Shabbos yesterday, so then he does tshuva, he akoras a chait, then he does nechama busha. And then he has to commit himself never to do it again. But if a person, Rachmanel Hatzlan, is Mechal Shabbos every single Shabbos, so apparently what the Shari Tshuva says is today to say that he's doing Tshuva, not going to work. He has to wait till next Shabbos. He first has to do Aziva Sachet. Or at least give expression to Aziva Sachet first. The person slipped, so there's no requirement of Aziva Sachet per se. He has to commit himself never to return to the Chet. But if a person is a habitual Avaryan, so the Tshuva itself is not meaningful without Aziva Sachet. So it says the Shari Tshuva, that's Pshat in Beis Beis. Let's go weiter. Big marbly boy shall ya say away. Shinema yazay rosha dai, he commits himself never to do it again. Ve chein yis na chein al she avar. What's missing? Yis na chein al she avar, he regrets doing it. What was Aleph Aleph? Was it regret enough? No? Busha. So for some reason, Rambam discusses Busha and Aleph Aleph, and doesn't discuss Bush and Beis Beis. V'chein yisnachem al shemavar shenemre ki achrei shuvi nichamti. He's a right to share tshuva. I believe he quotes this. Achrei shuvi nichamti. He's talking about the person who already did a zimah sachet from a bit shochet. There's a tshuva ready. Next. V'yod alav yedei talumais shele yoshev lezeh achet loilam. And the revenge of himself should be made in Eidos that this person, the strength of conviction should be such that the rebunshim can be made, he's never going to do tshuva, he's never going to do this chait again. So what's missing? No, what's missing? Hakoras achait. So you say that's obviously there. You don't need a specific. You don't have to say a sisi aveira zuvazu because a person is being oizev achet. Maybe. What phrase in tshuva did not find its way into the Rambam's vidur? See me? Okay, good, good. So that's a parallel. That in vidur befer he has to say eini chazel olam. All right. So we're saying that korah sachet apparently. Maybe that doesn't bother us so much, because Akoras Achet is implicit in the Hirurei Tshuva. Azivas Achet figures tremendously in the Hirurei Tshuva. It comes up in the beginning, comes up at the end. And we pointed out that regret is in Hirurei Tshuva and in the Vidoy. Busha is not. It's a Pella. Right? Why doesn't he say? He says, "Nichamti uvoishti." Why isn't busha part of hirurei tshuva? No, what? Which aspect of hirurei tshuva does not find its way into the vidur? You have to remove the chait from your thinking. But in Vidu you don't say Ve'isarti as amavera mimachshavti mimachshavoisa. What does it even mean? To remove the chait from your thinking. How do you do that?
So if it's in with the way that Rabbeinu Yonah is understanding it, if it's a habitual, something's a habitual variance, and then it's already ingrained into his head.
Right.
Doing Vidur for a specific
chait,
so it's not ingrained in his head. He slipped up.
Good. Okay. So let's go weiter. Good. Fits in very well. What is hasaras and chait machshava? How do you do that? How do you remove a chait from one's thinking? What does it mean? What's the process? Halacha lemaisa. Right. I woke up late, so I missed Zman Kriyishma. I wasn't mekayim Kriyishma today. Alright, so I know how to do Hakora Sachet. I know how to do Aziva Sachet. I can even make Gedorim, right? The Gmor Belivoy, I'll buy an extra alarm clock. Right? And make a Gedder. I tell five guys to call me to wake me up. Right? I even know how to do Nechama and Busha. I'm embarrassed. Everybody else in the shir got up. I was only, I couldn't get up. I slept for enough hours. Right, I got up for when I had to make a train. I did get to make a train, so I know how to generate nechama and busha. All right, what's the yosumi machshavta? What is it? What does that mean? How do I remove the chait from my thinking? Remember what you say? I didn't think about sleeping late either. It happened. If I'm kovei a schedule, so how do I do that? No, correct. How do I do that? No, so. What's the lemaisa? Was that?
Try to put it in a situation where you don't have the yitzhahara for it.
So that's right. As Steve was saying, that is more belibo, I think.
Why?
Well, let me say this way. Was sleeping late part of my machshava?
No, but every night.
Do that?
Still enjoy it.
Yeah, but
you think about it all the time. It's habitual, so you don't. You think
if it's correct, if it's habitual, so I understand. We see machshava means.
Even if you think about it, though. Yeah. Like, sometimes you want to sleep late, even though you know you can. You're not going to.
No, but it sounds like I have to remove the chait from my machshava, right? That was machal Shabbos, no? So what do you think it is lamaisa?
But maybe a function of time and being able to do this, be in enough situations, same do the mitzvah that you don't even think back. The
thing
that you did, it just seems like...
Not even the... Ovi was saying that that's part of the morbidly bow, that in the future...
They're not even Yetzirah, but in terms of the thing, if you live life in, let's say, whatever situation that is, enough, then that just becomes a speck on the horizon.
I want to tell him better. Apparently, the Ram understands that if I slept late, it was part of my machshavtoy. Right?
The chayt is maybe part of your machshavtoy afterwards.
Why?
I'm saying because it may just be a measuring stick.
Of what?
In terms of how much of a different person I am now, how much tshuva I've done.
No, go back to the chayv. No, well, nothing.
But
what's the assuming of shavtoy?
No, chayv. One level that you come in, you reach and you go through.
Right.
There's another level, you come in, and you know this.
So you're saying that the fact that I even reached out was part of my machshava. It's part of me. I think it's correct. Depending on the Rambam saying. No?
Like
what the Rambam is saying is that apparently when I do a chait, so part of tshuva is a deep amount of introspection to see whether there are really different levels over here. In other words, the mashal. I slept late. Why did I sleep? The truth is, I set my alarm. Right? I went. I got back very late last night. Right? So I only was able to have Lava Malak, 1:32, 3:00, whatever it is. But I had to get up for my Krishna. Right? So I set the alarm. I set two alarms. Right? And I still slept late. Right? No, so an honest. Right? My Havalila Mevad. Right? So apparently the Rambam is saying, so maybe I'm an honest. But let's say, let's back up. So I didn't set an alarm. I just committed myself, I'm going to get up in time. Right? So now, when I missed Zman Krishma, so was I amazed? I wasn't amazed. I didn't go to sleep and have a mind to sleep till 10 o'clock. What was I? I was a shoygeg. I didn't know there's a din of Krishma. I was an onus because I was sleeping. So I couldn't... So depending on the Rambam, I'm saying, figure it out. It may... There wasn't amazing. But last night, when it was already 12 o'clock, and I knew that I have to get up in the morning for Kriya Shema, and I decided to stay up later, so I didn't stay when I decided to stay up to 1:32 o'clock, I didn't say, yeah, the heck with Kriya Shema. Right? So I wasn't over Kriya Shema, amazing, but there was an element of Hazada, because there was an element of me saying, you know what, I may not be able to do Kriya Shema tomorrow morning. So even though I was not over amazing, let's say I was up till 3:30, and I set three alarms, and it still didn't happen. So it was ba'anos, it was b'shoyeg. Let's say a person is mechal Shabbos b'amazing, right? So the Rambam says, think about it. What does it mean you're mechal Shabbos b'amazing? The person, spills wine on his shirt Friday night, and it's the only shirt that he has for all of Shabbos. That's a big Yetzirah. You have to walk around with a wine splotch on the shirt. It's the whole Shabbos. So he's nichshal, and he tries to wash it out. He's nichshal on leaving, right? So he did amazing. Oh, he's nichshal, right? The Yetzirah got the better of him. He was just caught off guard. He was able to even discover because the idea of being embarrassed, because he's important people, he look like a slob. They'll think he's a slob. So he was nichshal. He couldn't take the Yetzirah of looking like a slob. All right. So that's true before. Chatosim is pshati, yichamti yivoyishti. The yasim of shati means that there's also an element of not really appreciating the chaymer adin of Shabbos. There's an element of shoygeg. Right? If a person would appreciate the chaymer adin of Shabbos, be fully aware of Shabbos. The Gemara says the beginning of Kal Gadol. That if a person knows that it's Shabbos, the Machlokes Tanaim, but doesn't know that it's the Zechi of Koreis in Shabbos, that is according to some Tanaim, that's Shoygeg. Not knowing the Chaim Radin is called Shoygeg. So we don't pask in that way. We pask in not knowing that it's Shabbos. A person is simply unaware that it's Zechi of Misa, Zechi of Koreis, it's not Shoygeg. But you see that shoyeg can mean not being aware of the chaymer adin. So in this person's chilul Shabbos, when he thinks about it carefully, he introspects. So on the shallow level, it was amazing. But on the deeper level, there was something missing in his education, in his havon, his understanding. So he was a shoyeg. Right? A frum woman, who doesn't dress in a tzniyistic manner. Right? So she knows. She knows. It's hard nowadays not to know how long a skirt should be, how long a sleeve should be. Hard not to know. Right? So when she gets dressed in a non-tzniyistic way, it's amazing. She's nechshelas that the fear of looking in a way that she doesn't want to look, she's nechshel. Right? But when she introspects, there's the levisha was done b'mezin, but there's a tremendous element of shoygeg. She doesn't understand the importance of tznius. Something along the line in the chinuch made her think that dress in a certain way is not presentable, and the chaymer adin of tznius was never impressed upon. This is the vort that I don't know if the Gra says it himself or the Talmud Agra. So when we say Al Chet Shechatosi Bizodin Nibulezodin, so most of us learn an Chet that we did Bemezin and a Chet that we did Shaloi Bemezin. So the Rav Avram Malatin in the Talmud Agra writes that no, it means Bizodin Nibulezodin, that there are many averes that we do with the duality. At the same time it's been mazed, and at the same time it's shaloi be mazed. it on one level is b'mezid. Because on one level the mice they did, knowing that it was a wrong thing to do. But on one level, shaloi b'mezid. Because I just didn't have appreciate the severity of what I'm doing. I didn't appreciate the shallowness of my yetzer hara. And me'idoch isa. Sometimes I will be over entirely b'shoigeg. But there's an element of callousness in the way that I let myself be nishol b'shoigeg. So that's what I want to say pshat is in this Rambam. I'd like to suggest. That's pshat in the Yosiri Machshavtai. That part of tshuva isn't respecting all the way back, pulling apart all the different strands. Tshuva is not an easy mitzvah. It's not a, it doesn't take a minute to go through the Nusach of Eder. Tshuva means figuring out what do I want to be misakein, and then figuring out, well, how do I get to this point? I have to be misakein it. What's the Yetzer Hara? What's really eating away at me? What's the tzerach I'm trying to satisfy? Why is it that I have this tzerach? And that's what I would suggest is pshat in the Rambam. Chotosi avisi pshat. That every Avera has an element of shegeg, and every Avera an element of mezid, and every Avera is an element of merit, of pshit. So a person has to introspect, and in fact, the Rambam's meduyuk, that almost in every chait, a person will be able to say, chatosi visi peshati, on the same chait. So he has to know in his mind whether he's over v'sheg or mezid, he has to say the right thing. He has to know the right thing. But it will be correct in most cases, in almost every chait, there's an element of sheg, an element of mezid. And if that's correct, then the two texts are parallel. Chotosi avisi peshati parallels the Yosimi Machshavta. No, I would say for Karen. The Yosimi Machshavta is the only way that I can have a real Gemira Salev. If I don't understand myself, I say, right from now on, I'll always wake up and have my next alarm clock. That's not Gemira Salev. Right? Gemira Salev means I have to think about it very carefully. Where did I go wrong? What mistake did I make? Where did I slip? Right? That's just the beginning of a few hours. I'd like to do Shabbos because I want to go weiter on Noves and Toldes. Right, so we'll be here tomorrow, so we can go weiter on sheer regular time. Rit Hashem, we in full koicher, so we'll rest it up from Yom Neirom, and we'll be in Atzayim. Okay, Rit Hashem. I assume that this mincha and the big mace medrash.
Yeah, one thirty.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have it.
Are we going here?
You're also
yeah, like they announced this morning.